Okay, so we all know the weather app, right? Like, should I bring an umbrella today? But today's deep dive, this is different. This is like weather data on a whole other
It
level.
really is. We're going to dig into weather APIs, and trust me, the stuff companies are doing with this, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, now I gotta ask, for those of us who didn't go to tech school, what exactly is a weather API? You gotta break it down for me.
Think of it like a messenger. But instead of bringing you food, it's bringing businesses super specific weather info directly, constantly, like how much rain fell in the last hour. Or exactly how strong the wind's blowing right now. And it's way more detailed than what you see on your phone, right?
Okay, so it's like having a live feed from some weather supercomputer instead of just checking the news.
Exactly. And there are different types, right? Some of these APIs give you insanely specific stuff, like updated every few minutes. It's wild.
So where are we getting all this insider info from today?
Well, the article we're diving into is from Software Engineer News. And get this, it was published today. So this is like hot off the press stuff.
Fresh insights, I like it. So this article, it talks about how businesses are using this tech, right?
Yeah, it goes deep on that.
Besides the obvious, like farming and stuff, who else is using this weather data?
That's the cool part. It's not just farmers anymore. It's like major companies using it for their supply chains to save energy, even to make shopping more personalized, based on the weather.
Hold on, now you're speaking my language. Personalized shopping. Weather and shopping. All right, any details? What's the connection there?
Okay, so picture this. You're a company, right? And you're shipping something fragile, like medicine. Gotta stay cold. With these APIs, they get instant warnings, right? Like, whoa, heat wave coming, reroute those trucks, or surprise blizzard, better stock up the warehouse.
No more melted ice cream deliveries. Sign me up.
Right. But it's bigger than that. The article talks about companies using this to, like, totally reroute entire shipments if there's a big storm coming, or they'll change what's in their warehouses based on the long-term forecast, like outsmarting Mother Nature, basically.
That's gonna save them a ton of money, not to mention all the wasted stuff if things get ruined in transit. So this is all because of these weather APIs.
Yep. It's all about that real-time data plugged right in. So it's not even reacting to the weather anymore. It's like
Right.
predicting and adapting before it even happens, you know?
So we're talking next level logistics here, like weather forecasting meets delivery driver. But what else can these APIs do?
Okay, get this. Remember that energy bill you complained about? The one after that heat wave?
Don't remind me, it was brutal.
Yeah, so this is where weather data gets really interesting. Think about those giant data centers, the ones that, power the internet. Those things generate a ton of heat. Like, they need constant cooling.
Right, makes sense.
So the article, it talks about how companies are using weather APIs to basically fine-tune those cooling systems,
Yeah.
like in real time, based on the weather outside.
So instead of blasting the AC all day, every day, they adjust it depending on the actual temperature.
That's the idea. It's all about efficiency, right? So yeah, maybe on a super hot day, they crank it up a bit, but when it's mild, they can really scale back.
Which saves them a bunch of money. And I'm guessing good for the environment too, right? Using less energy.
Exactly. It's a win-win. Okay, ready for another one. This one's about, well, you know those ads you see online, the ones that are like weirdly specific to you?
Oh yeah, like they're reading my mind. Kind of creepy.
Right. Well, what if those ads knew what the weather was like where you are? That's what these APIs can do.
Wait, seriously, like my phone's gonna suggest I buy a raincoat because it's suddenly pouring outside?
That's the idea. Hyper-targeted ads, but based on real-time weather. The article had this example. It was a coffee shop, right? They used weather data to push out a sale on iced coffee,
Yeah.
but only when it was scorching hot in a certain area.
That's actually kind of smart. I mean, if I'm sweating on a day like that, an iced coffee sounds pretty good.
See, it's like they know what you need before you even do. The article also talked about this sporting goods store. They used weather data to promote, like, winter coats and stuff right before a cold snap hit. And their sales went through the roof.
They were prepared. It's like the opposite of those stores that are always sold out of, like snow shovels when the first blizzard hits.
Exactly. So we've got safer deliveries, companies saving money and energy, customers getting what they need right when they need it. And the crazy thing is, we're just scratching the surface here. Remember, we talked about agriculture being big with this stuff early on.
Yeah, farmers and their weather forecasts, it's a classic combo.
Right. But the article, it's saying that now we're seeing weather APIs pop up in places you wouldn't expect, like healthcare, finance, all sorts of stuff.
Okay, whoa, hold on. Healthcare and finance. Those seem a little different from like rerouting a delivery truck because of a thunderstorm.
Right. But think about it. Hospitals, they need to be ready for anything, right? So imagine they could use weather forecasts to know when they might get a sudden rush of patients. Like a heat wave hits, you're going to see more heat stroke cases, right? Or a blizzard, more accidents, stuff like that.
That is pretty smart. Be prepared, right? But what about finance? How does weather data play into that world? It seems even more complicated.
Okay, so remember commodities, like coffee, oil, orange juice, all that stuff. Their prices go up and down based on, well, a lot of things. But one big one is the weather.
Right, like if there's a drought somewhere, the price of coffee goes nuts.
Exactly. So imagine companies using weather data to predict those price swings. Like a drought in Brazil, that could affect coffee prices months later.
So they can like analyze weather patterns and then predict the stock market. That's wild.
It's all connected. And it's not just about making money either. Imagine insurance companies, right?
Mm.
Using this kind of data to figure out how risky it is to insure something. Like if an area is prone to floods, maybe they adjust their rates.
It makes sense they're using all this weather data to make smarter decisions. It's kind of like the future of how business gets done, right?
Exactly. But here's the thing. The article doesn't just sugarcoat it. It talks about the challenges too.
Okay, yeah, because it can't all be sunshine and rainbows, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a downside.
There always is.
All right, lay it on me. What kind of challenges are we talking about here?
Well, imagine you're like trying to take a sip from a fire hose.
That's a lot of water.
Right. That's kind of what it's like dealing with all the data these APIs can give you. It's like overwhelming. Not every company can handle it, you know?
They need the people and the tech to make sense of it all.
Exactly. And then there's the whole accuracy thing. Like, yeah, weather forecasting has gotten really good.
Way better than it used to be.
Oh, for sure. But it's still based on like models and probabilities and whatnot. So there's always a chance it could be off. And companies need to be ready for that.
Right. You don't want to make a huge decision based on a bad forecast. That's asking for trouble.
Exactly. And then on top of all that, you've got the cost factor. These fancy APIs, the ones with the really, really detailed info. Those aren't cheap.
Makes sense. You get what you pay for.
Right. So for some smaller companies, that could be a deal breaker. And honestly, just getting any new tech working with your old systems, that's its own challenge. It can be a real pain.
Tech headaches. Everybody's got them. But okay, we've talked about the problems. Let's talk about the future. The article mentioned some pretty cool stuff coming down the line. What's in store?
Okay, buckle up, because we're talking AI and something called hyperlocal data.
Hyperlocal. Okay, now you got to explain that one.
So imagine weather forecasts that are so specific, so detailed, that they're like, for your block.
You're kidding.
Nope. Like, they can tell you if it's going to rain on your side of the street.
Get out of here. Seriously?
Seriously. Updated every few minutes, even.
That's insane. What would you even use that for?
Oh, all sorts of things. Imagine, like, a construction crew, right? They could use that data to avoid delays, like, okay, downpour coming in 2 minutes, better cover up the equipment.
Sir.
Or farmers could use it to fine-tune their irrigation systems, like down to the minute, based on the humidity.
It's like having your own personal weatherman on steroids.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And this hyperlocal stuff combined with AI, I mean, who knows what we could do? The article talked about cities using it to manage traffic, or energy companies, like perfectly balancing their power grids based on what the weather's doing.
It's like weather data is the key to like optimizing everything.
It might be.
Wow. This whole thing has been pretty mind-blowing. Weather data. Who knew it was so, I don't know, important?
Right. It's like we just check the forecast to move on. But behind the scenes, it's changing how everything works.
Totally. And it sounds like it's only going to get crazier from here.
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning.
Well, listeners, if your mind isn't completely blown, I don't know what to tell you. Big thanks to Software Engineer News for that incredible article. We'll link it in the show notes, so be sure to check it out. And hey, we want to hear from you. How do you think weather data is going to change things? Hit us up on social media and let us know. And until next time, stay curious.